Echo E8, are you 8? Good morning. It is certainly a chilly one out here this morning.
Yeah. The thermometer says 21, and when I asked Google this morning what the weather forecast was for the day, it said high of 24 and a low of 11. So, chilly.
Yeah, when I was checking the weather this morning, there was multiple cities up north that were single digits. I am glad it's not that cold.
That's funny, though. You know, I'm kind of acclimated. So, but it's cold, no question, but it's not as big a deal as 30 degrees was a month ago.
That is very true. That initial dip in temperature is usually much worse than these cold days, but it's, like you said, it's 21 degrees, it's not even really that cold. Once you get down to 11, and then down into single digits, that's when it's chilly.
That's when it stings. So, I remember one year I had to go out to one of my most remote sites, and I don't have real remote sites, but a couple of them are, you know, down a fire service road and, you know, and, in an area that's not traversed by anything but critters and a couple of trucks now and again. And we had this snowstorm, then all storms. It's one of the last ones I remember through here. It was right after the new year, and it was a big, big snowstorm. I remember we had a hell of a time getting back there, and the temperatures were frigid, and the locks were frozen, and I remember we had to get a torch to kind of heat the locks up so we could get them unlocked. That was bad. I could live without that.
Well, luckily for you, that doesn't happen very often. Well, lucky for all of us, that doesn't happen very often down here anymore. But I could see how that would cause some real problems for you.
NABBS. Good morning, Dakota. Yeah, we don't get that too much anymore. Hell, we don't get snow. I'd like to see more snow. But we seem to dodge that bullet. Good morning, Dakota. What says you?
Answer, Sean. Good morning. I was just going to say, don't lick anything metal right now.
Certainly don't plan on that, Dakota. But, Sean, you're right. We don't get much snow. We haven't had any measurable snow yet. And this could be now I may be jinxing it, but I still haven't gotten my snowblower out of storage. And, I don't know if I'm going to. We're already bordering on a third of the way through January. You know, I don't know. I know February and March it snows, but is it really worth getting it out and getting it tuned up and getting it going? I guess only time will tell if I pay the penance for that one.
Oh, yeah, same here. I haven't, you know, winterized, got mine ready. In fact, my garden tractor still has the cutting deck on it. I didn't put the blade on it. So normally, I just use the deer with the little blade. But I figure if we get anything, I'll just get out there and shovel it. Good for me anyhow. But I'll be cussing and swearing it. But I did get ready, that's for sure. And yeah, Dakota, no licky to pull unless I triple dog dare you.
I think for 5 years I lived at my old house and used the snowboard maybe 4 or 5 times. That's not to say, more than that, but we have not gotten anything crazy in regards to snow. So usually just drive on it a couple times until it backs down enough. And And $100 is $100, so I mean, I guess someone really wants me to lick a piece of metal in the cold.
Boy, that's a bold statement. $100 is $100, and you lick a pole in the cold?
I think you got a t-shirt that says, hey, $100, $100. But, no, you remember that from Christmas Story? He triple dog dared him. He had to do it.
Sean, what's the footprint on Warren heading out to Auburn Hills?
It should pretty much work out there. You're starting to get to the area where it depends a little bit. Now, Auburn Hills, you could pick up Phil's machine, 2.5. So there's always that possibility. I'll have to get with Phil and find out what the status is. He's supposed to get his antenna fixed. And then I think some crap fell through, so we'll have to see where that is. But 2.5 might cover that. You're right in that area between the two, but you should still be okay out there. You are starting to get to the end of the rope, though.
Yeah, there's some crackling in every transmission.
I figured there would be. I'm at, where am I? Silver Bell and 24. So I've got to go 2 more miles west, which is going to definitely be stretching. The last time I was out here, I had the Dayton Comet, a little 16-inch, and it was okay, but I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now with it. The 2x4 is kind of working out. John, is that the same PL as your machines?
No, 2.5 uses, I think, 107.2.
You know, you guys rattling off all this stuff, I'm envious that you have all of the frequencies memorized with locations and all that stuff. I keep trying to commit a lot of that stuff to memory, and I just don't have it yet. But I'm working on it.
Well, it's a matter of what you use or what's useful to you, you know. I struggle with the ones I don't. What the hell? Jesus. Idiot. People. Anyhow, you know, the ones I use, I remember. And, of course, you know the trick. You don't have to remember the whole thing. You just got to remember, you know, normally. I mean, there are channels on the halves, but, you know, all you got to remember is 2.6. The rest is all a given. And then on VHF, same thing, you know. You just got to remember the megahertz digit and then the first two digits after that, like the 718 or the 7.2. In that case, you don't have to remember both digits, you know. And you know that's 147.200, 7.2. 718, same thing, 147. That, you know, and there's no 447 or... 446, you know, all the numbers in 445, all the numbers in VHF are 5 and above for repeaters, and all the ones in UHF are 4 and below. So, you know, if somebody says 2.6, they're definitely talking about, they're not talking about 442.600 or 142.600. So, it just, you know, there's little tricks so you only have to remember a couple. And as far as the PLs go, you know, VHF in this area is always 100, and UHF used to always be 107.2. And then, and I remember vividly, so no one can tell me otherwise, but I ran 123 pretty much. I started running that back in the 80s, and when it was 107.2, and now a lot of people run 123. So I started something back in the 80s on 123, and that's more common up here in UHF than in Michigan, at least. Other states will have different standards, but 107.2 was kind of the standard for Michigan for UHF. 100 is the standard for VHF. Man, I dabbled on that one, didn't I, Dakota?
Yeah, that's one thing I always know. Your machines are always a 1-2-3, so it makes it easy. Hopefully I'm coming in okay. I'm not picking up the 2.5 very well at all. I've got got it on my other VFO here, and it's I'm barely hearing it, but I just picked up a little bit of elevation at my yard here, so hopefully I'm in decent enough.
Yeah, we're picking you up better than we were last go around for sure.
Yeah, I didn't know. Phil's machine is hit, it's hard to tell because it's got a compromised antenna right now. Normally it covers that area pretty well, but I haven't really paid attention since the antenna got boogered up. So he's got a brand spiffy new one and plans to get it up. So we'll have that one back in its glory, hopefully not terribly long.
That's in Bloomfield, right? I think I used to run that one. That was like the bridge between Warren on my way to my old job, and then I picked up that one on the new job.
Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, that one was always good for, like, I started to have trouble as you were rolling west on 696, as you would get out toward, start pushing to Orchard Lake and all that. Although we've covered that pretty well still now with the 2.6, but Phil's would generally cover that real well. But again, with the antenna being out until that gets fixed. So, Anthony, you missed your turn, go, and then pass over to Dakota.
That's all right. He was asking a question. I let him. I was figured you'd get him an answer. I don't know when he's going into the office, but Sean, is there a list that exists somewhere of like, I know the FBI is connected to the Central Michigan, and I know I have all of those. Is there other machines that are linked to those two networks?
No, those two are pretty much the bulk of it. The FBI repeaters, four repeaters, and then their half dozen, seven, eight repeaters, whatever it is. There are other linked repeater systems, although analog not so much, but there's the one out west, I forget what it's called, it's mostly the western part of the state, IRA or something like that, I forget, but something like that. Anyhow, that one has been around for a long, long time, but no link to it. Now, it may or may not have an all-star component, in which case you could, if you were out that way traveling, you could technically link them, but that's a real no-no, linking systems. But I don't know of any other link analog systems besides those three. Dakota?
I think there's a Lapeer something system, but it's not nearly as... I was just thinking to myself how I can pretty much drive anywhere I need to drive, and one door, maybe not one door repeater, but get into this network some way somehow. I'm very happy with my choice to go back to an icon. Like I said, I can literally go anywhere, and I'm pretty much in.
Yeah, that's just what I was trying to figure out, this network in particular, and what was linked, but I think I already had it, which is good. Just trying to figure out, local area when I'm driving and being able to talk to all you guys, so works out pretty well. And there's from my understanding, and the word strong is relative, but a strong fusion network on the other side of the state. This fall when I was going over to Ludington area to fish, I talked to a guy that ran a few repeaters over there, and he was telling me how they have a pretty strong fusion network that's linked repeaters across the west side of the state, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, if you get into digital, all bets are off. There's all sorts of digital linked up systems, even over here, right around here. But I don't pretend to just, I can rattle off most of the analog stuff in the area here, but I don't have any of the digital stuff committed to memory. I mean, I could rattle off a few and maybe come up with a couple of, connected repeaters, within, let's say, the zombie alert network. I think USICA and the Universal Tower, and there's a couple others. There's like four or five repeaters tied in on that in this area here. But I don't pretend to know them or where they're even located, so couldn't tell you anything about them, but there certainly are a lot more linked systems. Just I was only referring to analog. And I did forget, Central Michigan also has a VHF repeaters link. They have a 220/900 link group of repeaters. So there are, I was just referring to UHF. There are more. And then up north, there's a Northern Michigan's got some repeaters all linked together. I think they some sort of thing. They are loosely affiliated with Central Michigan, I think. Again, I don't get up there much, so I couldn't tell you a whole lot about it. But Northern Michigan has a linked repeater system up in the upper part of the Lower Peninsula. Dakota?
I'm a software developer or programmer, and I can figure out how to pull all the data from the meter book and make an overlay map of the different networks. I'm sure this already exists out there. But just have the map of Michigan with each different network in a different color, kind of like a bubble chart, where the link systems are, where you go random as you're traveling. I feel like that would be a good idea. I feel like it's got to exist, too. I just don't know about it.
Yeah, it does kind of exist, Dakota, because I've been looking, and there, the Northern Michigan, I think all they really have, if I remember correctly, they just have a Facebook page, not a real website, if I'm remembering correctly. And then, obviously, Central Michigan, they have a pretty strong website. And then I know where the FBI repeaters are. So, it works out pretty well. Because there's, how many repeaters are the FBI? There's the Warren, the Richmond, the Romeo. As Sean, I think you said there's a fourth one. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the West Bloomfield 2.5 is an affiliate. It's not a FBI repeater per se, but they are tightly affiliated and a part of the network.
Your location strategy seems to be just spot on. I wish Romeo was a little better, but I think, like you said, I think it's more the location than it is the gear, right? Because it's kind of not high up. It's kind of in a hole. Romeo's kind of low.
Yeah, the site is in kind of a little valley, a little pit. And so the tower, of course, takes it up 150 or 180. I forget what it was. I think it was a little lower than I thought. So I think it's like 150, 160. But you're in a hole, so so you lose some of that. And then you're up in that area where you start to get, the terrain starts to get very squirrely to the west and to the north. So there's that. But there's still no really accounting for it. It should be playing better. So I believe there's still, yes, I've got a much better repeater slated for that site. But I want to get new coax and new antenna up there as well. I think there's just more to be had. But I got some other things kind of percolating. And if they come to fruition, then there may be a whole different series thing going on up that way.
Don't forget, someday we got to get coverage down by me. But really, the reason I'm asking all the questions about the Link network is because my thought process is, as I'm traveling around, the higher probability of getting a conversation is on a linked repeater system because you have more opportunity for someone to monitor. So just trying to get my hands around that, and hopefully as I'm traveling around the state, if I call out and it's on a linked repeater system, you know, there's four or five repeaters together, there's a higher probability that over that larger land area, somebody's monitoring and listening to somebody calling out. Just trying to get it all understand and get it dialed in, that's all.
Starbucks, give me a minute. KE8VSI.
Anthony, honestly, I've traveled my old job, you know, I was all over the damn place, right? I would put repeaters in Traverse City, on the west side of the state, like Oscoda, downriver, Grand Rapids, and I would always get somebody. I didn't know anything about the repeater or the network, if it was linked or whatever. I would just pull up a computer, look up my phone, look at the analog ones, or even the Fusion ones, because when I had the 200 in that car. And there was always someone out there. It was kind of cool. Granted, they're always older guys, which, you know, kind of the hobby. But always had a good conversation, always, accompanied me on the drive for a bit. So don't be afraid to throw your call and give it a shot. It doesn't necessarily have to be a linked computer system, but if you're traveling, yeah, it makes more sense. It's going to be more coverage and take you a little further.
I think maybe Greg was calling in.
Yep. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Dakota. Just chiming in through my call out, and I've been listening for a little while, and I just want to say good morning.
Good morning, sir. KE8RUH.
Morning, Greg. I didn't mean to stuff on you. I didn't give you that.
Oh, no big deal. I'm wondering what your day looks like, if there's a chance we could hook up.
If I knew what it looked like, I would plan something, but I'm in Auburn Hills starting my day, and I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Okay. All right. Well, just let me know then. It's one of those days, eh? Nothing regular. I just figured we're past all the holidays. You being in Auburn Hills, I didn't know how much traveling you're doing or where you go these days, but, all right, good enough. Just thought I'd check on it.
Hey, Dakota, speaking of meeting up, I got that solar panel and the SDR set aside to maybe bring to you on Friday if we can meet up, and then, what size SD card does that thing need? Because I have one, but it might be bigger than necessary.
Which way did he go?
He got lost.
All right, let me make sure I got it.
Good morning, Greg. And, well, I'll tell you what, Dakota's the one that's, Greg, you're pretty flexible. I know I'm pretty flexible, and always, both of us are seemingly always game for lunch, so you're going to meet with Dakota. I think I got to meet with him. He's got some stuff. We've been trying to connect for a month, 2 months. So, yeah, so we'll let Dakota dictate when lunch would be in order, and us old guys can drop everything and meet.
Yeah, that'll work for me. No problem. Yeah, I just heard you guys chatting, so I figured I'd jump in there and ask. But, yeah, his days are a little sporadic, and ours are a little more easily maintained or dealt with. So very good. Good morning, Sean. KE8BSI.
Yeah, my plan is to try to connect with him on Friday, maybe around lunchtime. So if it's going to work out, Sean, Greg, we can definitely call out on the radio, and I will let you guys know as I'm on my way there on Friday or ahead of time if it's going to work out. He's got his schedule so wacky, though. Sometimes I'll just drop something off in his truck and leave. He doesn't even have time to come out and talk, so... Six of one, half a dozen another, but, you know, got to get stuff transferred. Now that he lives way out in BFE, it's not as easy.
Well, let's shoot for Friday lunch. I'll plan it out now. I'll try to get it on my calendar. So let's shoot for Friday lunch. Maybe we'll do Jimmy Beach on. I love that place. I'll let you guys discuss where we go, but as long as it's going to be a hall building. Yeah, we're almost a $1 billion company, and there's a boss and I running that. It's a little crazy.
Okay, let's tentatively make it Friday lunch. So, very good. And if we want to do Jimmy D's, I guess Jimmy D's works. So, but I don't let me dictate. But I know you like that place, and I know it's not far and all that good stuff. So, hey, why not? Anthony, you go ahead and see if you guys got to firm anything up.
No, that works for me. I haven't been to Jimmy D's in a fortnight, so, yeah, we'll just figure out time over the next day and a half and go from there.
That works for me as well. Friday, we'll do a tentative lunch at Jimmy D's and wait on the updates as the time comes closer. And, yeah, I was just thinking about that place yesterday. Ended up somewhere else. Oh, I went to Portillo's or whatever, Sean. My wife wanted to try a dog there, and I tried their roast beef sandwich. We were both satisfied with it, but not our favorite. So, but we hadn't been there and wanted to give it a whirl. I took my wife to Phoenix the other day, and she got a chili dog there, and she said that's the best one she ever had. So she's kind of spoiled now on that.
Yeah, and everyone just needs to give me a list of what I need to bring. I know I got to get Greg that Apple TV, and Anthony, what am I giving you? And Sean, I got that amp and some notes.
Dakota, I am giving you stuff so that you can wrap up that iGate, like the SDR and the SD card. Speaking of, what size SD card do I need? And I don't think right now you're giving me anything, and we'll go from there.
Gigs should be fine, but yeah, I'll start to make sure I have everything. I got the Apple TV, I just don't have anything else, so I'll get everything in the truck and shoot for Friday. I'll make sure my boss knows when I get back today too, if I make it back, and say, hey, we're not doing lunch Friday, I got something to do. But alright, I gotta run into this yard here and start my day. I gotta go trace some wires down, and that's gonna be a nightmare. So good talking to you guys, and maybe you'll be around when I'm heading out of here. If not, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later at ADDF.
By the way, before you jump, that idea of a website that would have repeater systems interactive is a great idea. So, yeah, I wanted to chime in on that earlier, but it never came back around. But that's a really good idea. Everybody focuses on the individual. No one focuses on the systems. So, all right, I'm at work as well. So I'm going to go inside. I'll have the radio on, but I'll be less able to jump in. So count me out of the rotation. Greg, go ahead. Everybody have a good day. W8FP.
All right. Very good. Dakota, you have a good day. Get your stuff done. Get out of there. You too as well, Sean. And I'm going to start diving in on my desk here, which is my reason for being here this morning. I got a pile that I haven't gone through in about a week, so playing catch up. Okay, keep me aside. Anthony, go ahead.
Well, the timing works out beautifully today, gentlemen. I just pulled in and parked also, so it was great talking to you this morning. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Up.
done already there?
For now, that was a quick one. I was trying to track down a drop that previous tenant, you know how they do that. They like to cut wires thinking that, you know, that matters for whatever reason.
They'll all go as easy as that one. So you're in Auburn Hills now. Where's the next stop?
Got to go into the office a little bit this morning, and I'm hoping I'm able to get out of going downriver, but that would be the next stop.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe I can work my days and not do that, but especially with, you know, I don't have a company vehicle anymore, so I'm already over miles because when I got this truck, I leased it as low as I could because I had a company vehicle, so it's not going too well.
Ooh, yeah, you gotta watch that. That will add up quick.
Yeah, so I've patiently been watching the Hummer EV truck lease pricing, and it seems to be plummeting. So we'll see what happens after Bounty Boy gets in, but I have a feeling those EV prices are going to tank because gas is hopefully going to come down. We'll see, though. But ideally, they're giving those things away, and I'm able to get out of this lease, and I'll just pick up one of those for 2 years because I really, really want to drive one, and I don't know why.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know a guy that worked on their creation and got it up and running, and then he retired, but just recently. And no, definitely a cool factor there. Be interesting to see if you get that. That would be kind of neat. And in the meantime, yeah, whatever mileage money you get for using your car, that's going to go right into that, getting out of the lease bit. So that's kind of a bummer. So, yeah, the more you can finagle not driving, the better.
That's really what it comes down to is the cool factor. I know EVs are just, you know, they're in their infancy. They're not there yet. You're not gaining anything. The cost is outrageous. But they are sweet. I really like the technology that they cram into those things. The crab walk, you know, the 1,000 horsepower, the adjustable ride height, they're huge. I think they look awesome, but I'm not paying what they're asking for right now. Some of those Hummers are like $135,000, and it's like for a truck that you know isn't gonna last.
Yeah, agreed on all the points you made, and yeah, financially to purchase just doesn't make sense. And I don't even know if it makes sense. You know, if that was you know, throwaway money for you, because if you're just you're still throwing away more than you would on a regular truck, so I don't know. But if you get the lease price, if you can get that down, and, you know, they got to move them somehow. They got to get some money out of them. Only so many people are going to buy them at those prices. So that would be cool. I'd be interested in a ride in it if you get one.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be showing that thing off to everybody if I end up with one, because I don't see that line continuing on for too long. If you look at the rest of the Hummer history, I think the H2 was the longest running. Well, obviously the H1 for other reasons, but I think the H2 was the longest running model production, and then they went to H3s, and those didn't last long, so I don't know how long they're going to be around, but I think they're cool, and I would love to rent one. But, yeah, definitely not going to buy one knowing what those batteries cost.
Yeah, I think the batteries would last a real good long time. And if you saved properly for the replacement, I mean, it would probably be 10 years. And you might, you know, how often do you hang on to a car for 10 years? So I don't know. But renting one, I never thought of that. You could go conventional, you know, rent a car place, or they've got that, I forget the name of it, but there's one where you can, people rent out their own personal cars. That might be a way to go, either one of those options, just to have it for a week and maybe get it out of your system, or maybe get it more into your system. That's I didn't even think of that. That's probably not a bad idea.
Man, moving to the mines here, I meant renting as in, like, leasing it for 2 years, but that's actually an even better idea, is legitimately running one for a week or two to make sure I don't hate the thing before I get wrapped up in a lease on it.
Yeah, again, I think that would be a good idea. Even heck, and I don't think I'd ever buy one or lease one, but man, I could do that too. I could do that with any car that I kind of got a fancy for. Never really thought about it. Don't drive much anymore these days, but I mean, I could rent any car for a day or two, just to, and then, you know, go play with it. Interesting.
Yeah, that might be the ticket right there. Like you said, maybe I'll get it out of my system. I don't know, though. I feel like the cool factor won't wear off in a couple of days. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be, everything will still be new and shiny. So I'll be in the honeymoon phase the entire time that I'm driving this thing. And then I'll want one, and then who knows what I won't like.
Right. Well, it's another option now that's in your head. So when the time comes, those lease prices drop, and you're really going to go to pull the trigger, have to at least get one for a day or two, and make sure you don't hate it. I doubt you would. I mean, I'm in agreement with you, and it does have a high cool factor, so you'd probably be all right with it. But or if even something else, you know, you could do that with. So interesting. You making your way east on 59, I'm assuming?
Yep, I'm just getting on the 59 on-ramp here. Traffic is still pretty bad for almost 8:30, but making my way.
I have a quick comment.
Good morning, Don. KEDSI. Go ahead.
Too bad I don't have my Tiny Tim voice anymore, because I've been using that a lot more. My voice is getting to be too recognizable. I heard you guys talking about cars and stuff like that during the conversation in the middle, but you also talked about renting. For years, I have not been able to drive because of a disability, and I'm slowly being able to get that back and drive. So I'm in the market for a car. What I do is every 6 weeks, I rent a car for a day or two, and I go to Enterprise. I have an Enterprise right over here in Madison Heights, 13 and DeQuinder area. And I try different vehicles, and I've driven, and I'm looking for a small SUV, and I've driven everything from a Jeep Compass all the way up to a Ford Explorer. That's the size range, and I've got it pretty much right around a Ford Edge right now is what I'm looking at to get. Maybe on the large side, a Dodge Durango RT, not the big SRT. I can't afford the gas or the insurance. But the best way to really test the cars is like what Greg was saying, go to a rental place. Enterprise has a really good selection of cars and SUVs. I don't know what you're in the market for. But that's how I test a lot of vehicles. And like I said, it's either going to be a Ford Edge or somewhere in that area of a vehicle. I think I drove a Volkswagen Atlas once, and that was pretty. That was a really sweet ride. Back to you guys.
Yeah, very good. Let me see if I got it. All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't realize that you weren't currently a full-time driver or vehicle owner. So, and good planning on your part. You got to try them all and narrow it down. I'm assuming, well, you've obviously driven or will be driving everything in the category. That's a great way to narrow it down to something that you're going to have for a number of years. Dakota?
I do like that idea, mainly because I've always driven pickup trucks. So, you know, this is my fifth Silverado. You know what you're getting. And the trucks I've driven that weren't Silverados are still pickup trucks, so I still know what I'm getting. If I end up going this route, it's a drastic departure from what I to drive. So I think renting it would be a financially smart move because I could get in it and be like, absolutely not. So, which I could also do at the dealer, but usually when I'm there and it's shiny and new, I'm like, yes, I want this one.
I'll wrap it up by saying that Enterprise does take care of their cars, and they're usually around 22, 23s. Obviously, they're going to be 24s and 25s coming out. But their vehicle fleet is usually less than 2 years, and they do maintain their cars quite well. So if you do get one and you see that it's got like maybe 18,000 miles on it, you'll see the, how the condition of the car is and how it rides, car or truck or SUV. And I've never been disappointed with Enterprise. They've always taken good care of me. Yeah, I get discounts because I'm an old fart and other things like that. I have a business account with them that I still maintain from when I was working. So, yeah, you got those options as well. Great, go ahead. I'm going to check out. I got to get going here. So everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
All right, Don, thanks for chiming in. We'll talk to you next time. And that's about all I got on the subject. just keep you posted on any advancements on when you're doing that, Dakota. And keep an eye on your current mileage on that one. That's gotta be cringing whenever you're over mileage like that. It's like those dollars add up quick.
Yeah, that's the other, Donald, have a good day, good talking to you. That's the other side of my options here is I just keep this truck and buy it at the end, which I don't want to do because I don't love the truck. But if I end up buying it, I'll just give it to my wife and get rid of her car. Because she likes this truck, and I always say it's a chip truck. It's a white truck with black wheels, and it's a stock half ton, and it's not something I typically would drive. So it's a nice truck, not for me, but again, I drive to work, I drive home, and that's about the extent of it. I can pull a trailer, I can put stuff in the bed, so pretty low criteria to meet. But, yeah, I'll keep in touch with you, Greg, for sure. I'm almost back to the office here, so I'm going to talk to the boss man and be like, hey, I know we do lunch every day, but Friday, I got to go meet the boys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the option where you can buy it out. So, and if your wife likes it, that's even better, so hopefully it's a decent buyout price at the time. All right, I'll let you get into work. I'm going to continue with my desk work, which seems to keep getting interrupted, which I don't mind. I got nothing else to do. So, all right, we'll talk to you soon, and looking forward to Friday. Hopefully we can work it out. KEABSI.
All right, Greg, sounds good. Good talking to you. NADDF.
You want to check something out on Meshy for me? W KW. NAKPP Mobile. This is KZUJF Mobile.
Michelle didn't leave anything on the table for me. I just got done with my breakfast, so.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
W8RCY from W8FU. W8FFM from W8FU.
DR mic, so I'm trying to get it set up here on the one UHF radio. I'm going to go upstairs and make lunch. I want to see if this works around the house.
Is this a wireless base station mic or something?
It's meant for, you know, hooking up to your mobile, and instead of having a radio for, you know, like a portable, you have this on your, you know, you take this off the dash and walk out on the car. Supposedly does a quarter mile.
Instead of having a HD, you have a wireless microphone, speaker mic for your mobile.
Yeah. That's the whole idea, they say, so you don't have to. So, you know, instead of having, like, a DVRS or something in the car, you can use this, because I'm using the mobile versus my prep.
Yeah, that's, I haven't seen that before.
It's an Australian company, actually.
Oh, does it have an M on it?
No, it's not Motorola. It's a company out of Australia. I bought it, like,
a decade ago for Bike MS. I bought two of them. And we found them yesterday when we were cleaning and organizing the workshop.
Done all sorts of goodies yesterday, I don't know.
I know, right? So what did you do for work today?
Yeah, I stayed home. I'm on the way to pick up the girls.
Oh, you're coming to my neighborhood then?
Yeah, I'll have to watch out for any teenagers with guns.
I know, right? All right, my choices are chicken nuggets or bean burritos.
Does Michelle have her nose plugs?
Well, she's at work. That's why my choices are chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets or bean burritos.
Well, she's going to be home sometime, isn't she? About right when that's kicking in.
That's true. Guess I'll do chicken nuggets.
So that they locked down the school for that thing, but a bunch of the kids for Indian Hill were at the bus stop. Think about that.
Well, no, because that would require effort, thought and process and all that. Well, the elementary kids get kind of picked up through our school here, or through their subdivision, but if high school and middle schoolers, they get dropped off at the at Belsey, and they got to walk in and out.
Yeah, I don't know if my, I'm assuming my dog, they won't be able to bus to middle school, but, that neighborhood's right across from the Gemstone Valley, and there's a bus stop, like, on that first intersection there, so, they have, like, three buses that go through that whole neighborhood, too, so, you got one person covered, but I guess they figure the parents will be at the other, at the bus stops, and they'll fend them off.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. All right, I walked when the microwave catered done, it was interfering. I think this is 2.4 gigahertz.
You nuked your speaker, Mike?
Well, while you were talking, it kind of went into the area a little bit. I was like, uh-oh. So I'm sitting at the table watching the microwave now. But, I have a Mac. There's an external mic for the base station and her base unit, but I just have the little rubber ducks on them. So I'm like, I'm not trying to go a quarter mile. I'm trying to just go around the house.
So is that engineered for a Motorola radio, or is it just kind of audio in and audio out?
So you got audio in, audio out, PTT. Core, because, you know, talk group permit, but I hear the chirp when I key, so I know I'm getting a chirp, but you order the cable, interface cable for the radio, so looks like I ordered two of the XPR cables for them, so it plugged right into the back of my 5550 here.
What if they still make those? What radios they have them for? That'd be good for snowdrift to be outside the car. Because crossband repeat on a 2-meter repeater doesn't work very well.
No, I can, you know, key up right when the carrier, without letting the carrier drop. Yeah, they still make them. Alright, microwave. I think I'm going to cook these for another 20 seconds. Boop, boop. Yeah, you basically, it's the
same device, you just use different interface cables. The battery says 24 hours on a 4-hour charge, too.
Yeah, not too bad.
Hold on, I got a phone. You're not going to be using it for
24
hours.
Yeah,
hold on, I got a phone call.
WFSM. 88Y, hitting every stoplight on Hill Road.
Alright. WFSM.
W8RCY from W8FU.
W8RCY, go ahead.
Well, how goes the battle?
The phone is fine. My computer's acting up with some of these email changes, but I lost one email account. I can't even log into it right now on either my phone or my beat up computer, so I just got off the phone with Xfinity on that, and it's a troubleshooting system saying access denied. Other than that, though, the phone's fine. It's pretty much back to abnormality, like the operator.
All right, I got a doctor appointment at 6, but if you've got time, I don't imagine it's going to take more than about 10 minutes. Let me know when. Come drop this thing off and set your phone up real quick.
Whatever works better for you, either right now or after your doctor's appointment. If not, tomorrow. I'll be busy in the morning, but you'll be at work. But, whatever's best, whatever's best for your schedule. I mean, I'm not going anywhere till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on Friday, so.
All right, I'll be on my way. I'll be there by 4:15. I'll see you in a few minutes. WFU.
Do you need to come up, or do you want me to come down? We can do it in the lobby.
Are you okay with connecting it to the internet? It doesn't matter one way or the other. It does add some potential functionality. But if you want to do that, I'll come up. If not, then I guess we could do it 2 minutes right in the lobby. Doesn't matter to me. I'll come up either way.
Okay, if you can come up, that would be good. Just hit 803 on the keypad when you walk in that big silver box. That's all you got to do, and I'll buzz you in.
Okay, sounds like a plan. See you in a few. W8FU.
W8RCY. KF8CWF, mobile monitoring.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
NAKPP mobile.
NAKPP, this is K8RUH, Anthony. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Anthony?
Wally here. Gotta go drop the dog off, and then I gotta go meet Dave at a restaurant or something. Dave Burdell or Birdie, something like that. So what are you up to?
Just on the way home from work. At the 75-696 interchange. So, just hitting a little traffic here, but we'll soon make it home, hopefully.
Very good. I'm over here in the New Baltimore way, so things are working good today on the radio system. So, other than that, been busy, been playing around with the... I have fallen in love with SDRs. I don't know if you've ever played with those or not, but I have fallen in love with those, and I'm having a blast playing with that thing. A couple of them, actually.
You know, at one point, I have a one of those, it's the thumb drive RTL SDR, and I've played with it a little bit and had it synced up with an old Android phone that I had, but haven't messed with it in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a blast. I'm having fun with it. I've been listening on the, I don't want to say listening because I really don't care to listen about all that stuff, but it's, experimenting, figuring out how all of the different radio systems work, you know, the 800 system, the trunking system, some of the DMR systems. You watch how all of that stuff works, and they got all the software, and the technology, I mean, oh my gosh, it is absolutely fantastic what they can do.
Is it also decoding the digital signals? Are you able to listen?
Yeah, it decodes as long as they're not encrypted. There's a handful of them that are encrypted, but yeah, it does decode.
That's pretty cool. What type of SDR are you using?
A cheapy little $35 one. Little RTL-SDR. That's all it takes. So, like I said, I really don't care what goes on there. You know, I had a whole bunch of my life doing it, so I really don't care. But I'm more in it for the T-shirt and watching how all this stuff works, and it's freaking amazing. I mean, when they keep their radios, it talks back to them on a control channel. The control channel talks back onto the radio and tells it what frequency to use and what talk group, which is the equivalent of a PL. And it's constantly doing that. It's kind of cool to watch how advanced that is. I know it's probably 10, 15-year-old technology, maybe 20, but it is amazing to watch that stuff.
Well, that sounds interesting. Yeah, you know, when I was, when I started playing with the one that I had, I really didn't know even what I was looking at. So I probably... My knowledge base has gone up since then. I could probably wade my way through it a little bit better, but I didn't even really know where to go to listen at that time. So I should probably mess with those things again because I would imagine it is interesting, like you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way down to, like, 1.5 hertz, all the way up to 1.7 gigahertz. I mean, there's a lot of stuff way up high that you could go to, too. A lot of the space shuttle things and all of that stuff, you know, and it's all laid out for you. And then analog stuff, so, you know, heck, you could even use it to listen to FM broadcast radio, you know, the 97.5 or whatever the heck it is. So it's quite amazing what they can do with a little $35 receiver and a little SMA antenna on the end of it. My next little big adventure is going to be the HF stuff, but I'm going to have to figure out how to get a wire outside somewhere because I live in a subdivision that doesn't like antennas. But I'll have to figure out how to get a wire outside so I can start playing around with that stuff too.
That was going to be my next question. What type of antenna are you using? Are you using like a dual band ham radio antenna? Are you using an old radio antenna, telescoping radio antenna? Or what are you using to get what you're getting now?
A rubber duck off one of my handhelds. Works just fine. I bought a dipole that's supposed to go from like 20 megahertz to like 1.5, and it doesn't work any better than the little rubber duck antenna. So right now I'm just using a rubber duck antenna off one of my handhelds.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you're plugging the SDR dongle into a laptop. What type of software are you using to watch all this happen? Is there RTL software?
Yeah, start on their website. SDR, SDR Radio or SDR Shark or something of that nature. I'll look it up. That one does all the analog stuff. SDR Trunking does all of the trunking stuff. And I'm trying to think. There's a couple other ones out there that are analog and digital. But all of them are there. It's pretty cool. I mean, it works really well as far as that goes. So it just depends if you want. And then, of course, it does upper sideband, lower sideband, and a whole bunch of other stuff I don't understand. I think it does, like, the FT8 and Iridi and all that other stuff, too. So, you know, the disadvantage is you can't transmit on any of this stuff. But, you know, sometimes while you're learning, you don't want to transmit anyways.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I might have to check some of that out and download a couple of those software packages onto my laptop here and see if I can make it work. Sometimes, you're right, sometimes to figure it out, you're better off just listening, figure out where all the traffic is, and then later you can go back and transmit where there's people and there's activity.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, I got to get out of here. I got to go drop the doggy off here, and then I got to start heading towards my meeting. So, Anthony, I'm going to say RUH, NAKPP. I'll be back here in about 5 minutes. Talk soon.
All right, it was good talking to you. I'll be in the car for another 15, so call out if I'm still around. I'm around. If not, have a great evening. K8RUH.
K8RUH from NADDF.
What's up, dude?
I saw your text. I was talking to my buddy on the phone from work. We're putting together a hockey team, and somehow I'm getting roped into it after not being on the ice for 12 years.
You know that's how old dudes get hurt, right?
Dude, I'm only 31. I refuse to accept that, put myself in that category yet.
A few years ago, I got roped into a indoor soccer league, and man, it was so much fun, but every week I was just scared to death that it was like the last week that I would be playing. I wasn't going to get to do the things that I wanted to do. I played one season, and it was a blast, but that's it, man. I was like, this is how old dudes blow out hammies, and, you know, I was like, I need to go to work tomorrow. These dudes, you know, they want to fight in the parking lot and ridiculous stuff. I'm like, I'm done with this. It was hilarious, but a good time. Where are you guys going to play out of?
I know. My wife said the same thing. She's like, you're going to get hurt. You're an idiot. Don't do this. She's like, you blow your back out sitting weird. I'm like, no. I've only blown my back out, like, twice, and that was from a horrible, I don't even want to use the word, I can't use the words I want to use to describe a chair. But, yeah, it did jack me up. It was like $500 in chiropractor visits. But it's not competitive, so it's only guys at work. It's not drop-in. It's not beer league, which I won't do for that exact reason you said. Everyone gets drunk, and everyone wants to fight, and I can't stand it. So we're just going to skate at Frazier, and it's only priority ways to play.
That's actually pretty cool, and it'll give you one day a week of getting fun exercise in, and it'll be worth it, I'm sure, as long as it doesn't get too competitive.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We had a guy out there last night. He's never even played hockey. And then, you know, we've got guys that, so it's employees only, but family as well. So one of the safety guys, he brought one of his sons who plays for Adrian. So, you know, it's all people that know people. There's not going to be any shenanigans. So and I told my wife, I'm like, I literally skated from the time I was 4 until I was 20 years old. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. It's like riding a bike. I just got to, you know, get my feet back under me, and I'm not going to get hurt. It's not like I've never done this before, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're going to, it's not going to be hurt because of inability. It'll be hurt because you think you're 20 and you're not, and you're going to go too hard or not stretch enough or do something silly. You gotta remember to play to the level you're at now, not the level you were at 10 years ago.
It came at a good time because this weekend when I was getting that long wire in the tree, I was trying to, initially I drilled a hole in the lacrosse ball and I put my pull rope through the lacrosse ball and tied it. And I was trying to throw it over the tree and I'm like, man, why am I not getting over this tree? So I'm ripping this ball as hard as I can on ice in 20 degree weather in Croc, trying to throw it over a tree in the middle of the night. Ended up not being able to do it. I had to wait for the next day to do it, you know, properly the way I wanted to. Still use the lacrosse stick, just a different strategy, and ended up getting it where I wanted to. But like 2 days later, my obliques, I was like, God, I could tell that I was throwing a lacrosse ball because like all the muscles I used to throw a lacrosse ball hurt. I'm like, I gotta do something. I cannot be 31 and get this sore from throwing a lacrosse ball a couple times.
Yep. And it begins. Yeah, man, you got to stay on top of it. Otherwise, you'll be 41 and realize, oh, I get super exhausted or super sore when I do X. You got to, if you let it get away from you, it'll get away from you fast.
You're not lying, man, and that was like the wake-up call. Man, I'm trying to put a radio antenna up. And I'm sore. Like, there's something wrong with that. Granted, that's not the most conventional way of putting up an antenna, but I was like, I gotta, you know, it's not the new year, new me, but it's like the, I've got younger kids that are gonna start playing sports. I want to play with them and not be tired from it. So I was like, I need to start playing something again, doing something again. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, fortunately, I work at a company where I'm very close with the majority of these guys. So it'll be a good time. I just got to, got to take care of myself a little better.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be fun. Are you guys, is it like late night? I know a lot of times you can only get ice like after 11 o'clock or something ridiculous.
They screwed it at 8, so I think that's totally reasonable. I would just be, you know, one of those days I just hang out at the office until 5:36. And, you know, head to the rink after and hang out there for a bit and then whatever, or stay at the office later. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be too bad. I guess we have some involvement with that rink, so we're working on availability and whatnot, but I think it'll be a good time. And then, you know, a bunch of people from work went too, so it's kind of funny.
8 o'clock is not bad. I know, when I was playing in that soccer league, we would have games at, like, 11 o'clock. And, man, I went to one game at 11 o'clock on a Monday night, and I every other 11 o'clock game, I was like, guys, I can't make it. It was, I mean, you're in bed at 1 o'clock then, because it was in Royal Oak or something, and you're jacked up from playing soccer, and it wasn't for me. That was too late, man. I need my beauty sleep too much.
Dude, I hear you. You know, kids go to bed at 8:30-ish. They're finally settled down enough that I can, like, relax. And then I'm in bed. Like, by 9:30, I'm either sleeping or hardly keeping my eyes open.
Yep, that's, I like being in bed before 10 o'clock, that's for sure. If I'm up later than that, it's better be for a good reason.
Yep, so I'm going to try to prolong the old guy status. I still do things. I just don't do athletic things anymore, which, you know, I realize that throwing a cross ball. So I'm going to start doing those things again. But I just got home. I'm going to get inside. I got to go be Mr. Mom again. It's been a long 5 days. I was on dad duty Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and today. So I'm ready for the next couple days where I get to do what I want for a change. So I'll probably fire up the radio once I get inside if you're on the nose when you get home.
All right, I'll be around. I'm 5 minutes from home, so I will catch up with you either this evening or in the morning. This is KRUH, and I will talk to you later.
All right, man. Sounds good. NADVF, I'm clear.
N-A-K-P-P back at it.
K-E-8-R-U-H. What's going on, Wally?
Oh, going to meet Dave Prevail. We're trying to get the ARPCS thing exciting again, and we've got some handy classes that they're going to do in partnership with Warren Thurtz in February, and a little simplex test drill sometime in February, and all sorts of things like that. So that's my destination for this evening. It should only last an hour and a half or so, and of course I'm fashionably late, but nonetheless, I'm on my way.
Cool. What type of classes are they doing?
Amateur radio technician type classes.
Very cool. Are they doing a general class?
Not that I know of. I can ask. I think the intention is to get younger people involved in it. So I have not heard anything about a general. Just right now, just the technician level.
Very cool. They do their, I think, monthly net on the double nickel. I've checked into their net a few times, the Warren Sturt net. And it seems like they have a strong group with very few operators. So hopefully they can get some more folks licensed and make their communications aspect of it a lot stronger. That'd be good for them.
Where do you live? Just what city, I should say. You don't have to pork out your address or anything.
I'm in Grosse Pointe Woods.
Is that still, I don't know. Grosse Pointe Woods, Wayne County, or is that Macomb County? I think it's Wayne County, right?
Yeah, I'm just on the border of Macomb, Wayne County, by like 10 blocks. So, yeah, I'm in Wayne.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, find our Facebook page, not really mine, I'm just part of it, and see if it's something you want to do to help. Like I said, it's Facebook communication, simplex tests, things of that nature, hospital, and, you know, how far can they talk if the world falls apart and every radio in the world breaks type thing. You know, that's one of their tests, so... And then, like I said, the other one is we need to get some younger people involved in this. So I'm happy about that class.
Yeah, for sure. What was the name of the Facebook page that you were saying?
I believe it's ARPCS, Macomb Area, ARPCS. I'll look it up. Hold on just a second. ARPSC. Yeah, it's close.
Ah, okay. I just found it. I will like this page and do a little research on it a little bit later.
Yeah, it's lost a lot of its luster over the years, and we're trying to give it some CPR and get back, and, you know, it's, things to, you know, give to the community, donate, things of that nature, donate your communication skills, donate your eyes and ears and things of that nature. Basically kind of a direction type thing. There's a net, I think it's Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and it's on VHF 147-200 if you want to listen in there too.
Is it a simplex net?
No, there's a repeater there in Mount Clemens, 147-200. I don't even remember the PL, but you can find it on radio reference or just decode it. It's done by the Dave has actually got the title, Dave Friedel. I don't know what it's called, KEA something, something, something. But Mike is the guy that does the net. He does a pretty good job with it. So, and it's just kind of a, if all hell breaks loose, hey, look at us, we're here.
Very cool. Al, you said that was Thursday nights at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, you should be able to hit it pretty easy from Grosse Pointe, especially VHF.
All right, I'll try to remember and see if I can check into that net. I'll see if I can tomorrow. I don't know if I have plans, but yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But I am just pulled into the driveway, so I'm going to have to break away here. It was good talking to you this afternoon. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear after your final.
Very good. You have a great afternoon, great evening. Afternoon's over in about 8 minutes, so I'll chat with you later. And 8KBP. Whoever that be, they don't have enough horsepower.
WAFU.
KEAKGO.
Vox is los.
Nothing more than pathetic. Nothing more pathetic than having to turn around to go back to a customer to pick up your work phone that you left in their server room and they left for the day.
Is there somebody there that can get you in, or you just screwed till tomorrow?
Luck would have it that there were two employees, but it was an area that I couldn't go into because you need a haircut and all that other fancy stuff. So told them exactly where it was, where I left it. They went up there, they got it, brought it back. I'm on my way to my meeting now.
Oh, there you go. All is not lost. Oh, man, I'm just going to a doctor's appointment. I had a late-night doctor's appointment. Really, it's a follow-up to that bug I had between Christmas and New Year's. But that's all gone, but so long to get a regular doctor's appointment that I kept the appointment because I got other things I'll hit them up on. But I thought long and hard about canceling this, but I haven't seen him in so long, he's probably champing a bit.
Yeah, that's why I try to keep appointments, because it's weird. It's hard getting into a doctor's appointment now, but, and then when you get there, you spend a ton of money for your office visit, but you only see him for like 3 minutes. How's it going? How's it this? How's that? Oh, look, your weight's up, your blood pressure's down, eat better, here's a pill, have a good day, and then they walk out.
Yeah, and the other thing that bothers me is really, I need to see a specialist for what's wrong with me now, but you got to start by going to your primary. Then your primary will say, you know, and you tell him what's going on, and then he'll write you a referral to the specialist. So now I have to waste, my copays are pretty low, but like, you know, I have to waste $20 on a copay to go see him just to tell him to go see a specialist who's got a $30 copay.
Yeah, what's nice is I'm a PPO, and I can go see my primary care, but if I got problems with my neck or something like that, I can actually go see a specialist, and that's what I did. They can refer me to somebody and say, this is who we like you to go see. I'm like, okay, and that's how I did all the whole spiel.
Yeah, I'm on a PPO as well. I'm on Blue Care Network or whatever. And it's kind of the same thing. I think if I really, really wanted to, I could probably just call them up and say, hey, can you refer me? I need to see a neurologist or something like that, you know, and he could, you know, tell him what's going on. And, you know, he said, well, I better see you first. You know, he'd say that. But normally he would say, okay, and refer me. So I could do that too, but I would have to call and ask him for a referral. And they would do it. So they checked me before I'm going in, you know, now that I see a neurologist. That's probably who I'm going to have to see. But I've been having some issues in my leg. I think it's a neuropathy. I'm not sure. But that's why I go see him first. We can figure out who to go see next. But I don't even know if there's anything you can do about it. I just want to be sure that's what it is. You know, if there's nothing you can do about it, I want to be sure that's what it is and go from there. But it's nothing that's really preventing me from doing anything. It's uncomfortable. And if I don't have to be uncomfortable, damn it, I don't want to be.
I totally agree. I mean, with my shoulder, you know, a couple years ago, I was just doing a normal job, and it came out in all of an intense pain. I went to ER, and he's like, stick your hand in your back pocket. Okay, you can do that. Well, it's not broken. I'm like, I know it's not broke, but I know there's a problem. So he referred me right over to an ortho, and then the ortho did some stuff. He says, you know, let's do a nerve test. Did a nerve test, came back, goes, wow, this is weird. But then we already did the x-rays, we did the MRI, goes, yeah, you got a torn rotator cuff. Same thing with my neck. After I was done, a year later, I was still having tingling everything else in my hands and shaking and not writing. And I went back to the neuro. They ran more tests. Nerve test came back fine. Did an MRI. Oh, you have a pinched nerve in your neck. Guess what? Surgeon again.
Yeah, I got one of those in my lower back. I think they said S1, L5 or something like that, where the lowest of the lumbar hit the pelvis. Anyhow, man, it's so bad at times it takes my feet out from under me. And I got a cane, actually, and when it's giving me trouble, I have to keep the cane with me. Because, you know, if it hits, well, it'll send me to the ground if I don't have something to steady myself. And it used to, you know, it'd come and then it would go, you know, and it would hit me and it'd be bad for, you know, 5 minutes. And then I'd recover and it wouldn't come back again for 6 months or a year or even 2 years. Now it's a little bit more frequent and it's staying a lot longer I always kind of notice it now. You know, it's like, it's not, like right now I can kind of notice it. It ain't bothering me really, but I know it's there. Like, yeah, 5 years ago, you know, when it was there, it wasn't there, period, end of story, you know. Nowadays, it's like, I kind of know it's there. So I'm probably at some point going to have to get that one looked at, and I am not looking forward to that.
Well, if you do, I got a great spinal surgeon. He's awesome. I mean, I was in and out in like 2 hours or something like that. Did a great job. Spent one night in the hospital just to get out of the anesthesia, make sure there are no complications, and went back to work a month later. But, yeah, I got arthritis in my back too, and lo and behold, over the weekend, I was taking the trash down the front stoop, wearing a pair of Hey Dudes. And, well, you know what hankies are, they're slick, stepped on a piece of ice, fell, slammed my back against the stairway, on all the stairs. All I heard was crunch, now my back hurts.
Well, that sounds like fun. Anyhow, is that a pitiful man? Oh, talking about our colostomy bags and all that stuff on the air, good grief. All right, I'm here, I got to run inside. Do that. Do the old man shuffle. Drive safe. Glad you got your phone back. Catch you in a bit. W8FU after yours.
Walk slow, carry the big stick. Be careful. 73. K-K-K-O.
an 8CLH is mobile in my area.
VA3KSF test.
W8RCY copies you.
Thank you, sir. Name is Keith. We're up near Corona, just south of Sarnia. Over.
Copy that. We're over on the American side, about 15 miles north of Detroit. 696 I-75 area in Madison Heights.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I just programmed this into one of my radios, so we'll be listening from going forward. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the help. VA3KSF.
W8RCY.
N8KDB.
W8EAP. Everybody's home already? Well, some of us are home 24/7. Yeah, you gotta get out a little bit more, man. Get some fresh air. W8RCY for identification. Yeah, no, I got out today. I walked across the street to Kroger's, but man, when I came back, my lungs were hurting. I got to be careful in this kind of weather, as you know, because of COVID and everything else. I even had a mask on, an actual, a surgical mask or anything like that, for COVID. This was just an insulated mask just to keep my lungs warm from breathing in the cold air. And I came back, and chest was hurting a little bit, and it was hard to breathe, but I didn't go get much of this coffee stuff. And, I was surprised. And there was really no wind, and it was in the, 20s, so I figured it's safe to go. Took all the precautions, and, so it's like one of my disabilities now.
Yeah, cold weather don't bother me, that's why I snowmobile. Besides, I got my big Bofang to keep me warm.
Yeah, I got my mesh plastic on my bedroom windowsill, and it's not even keeping warm enough to, keep the frost off the window. And I just had a window replaced.
So you relaying any traffic on that mesh tastics wherever you're at there? You getting any action on it?
Yeah, there's some action on it. I was following for about a little over 2 hours now, and I just shut it off because I got to take care of emails and stuff. I'm still trying to get things reconnected after I swapped out a phone and things like that, so none of your passwords work. Dumb Verizon didn't send me a new SIM card with my device, so I had to do the cloud into the stuff and to the old SIM card and the SD card and transfer it manually. And what didn't transfer, hopefully the old cell phone had enough strength in it to do it through Wi-Fi to finish it up. And it did, but I lost three things. Lost my Comcast email, Zello, Discord, and Telegram for now. And I'll get it going. I can do without it for a few months. I can't do without my Comcast internet, or not my Comcast internet, but my email. And, I'll get it all back. I'm in no rush. I need a break anyway.
Yeah. time is good to take a break from technology. You know? I don't watch that much. I watch a little bit of TV every night, but it's just half hour here, half hour there. You got a bunch of other stuff going on. Yeah, it ain't going to kill you to have a little less connectivity for a few days.
Yeah, and Xfinity is trying to troubleshoot it. They said they had an issue like this with somebody else recently, and it might take a day. But I said, that's all right. I can use the break. But, when I moved here 12 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was, 2012, yeah, so... I dumped the TV. I just don't have a TV anymore. And when I do want to watch, I just watch on my laptop live stream and, watching the Lions game. Just watching it on a 16-inch frame laptop right here on my coffee table and chilling out here on the couch like I am right now. And it was a good game to watch. I mean, it was perfect screen, perfect distance, you know, all that stuff. So... Well, a little bit I watch now. I watch the news in the morning for 30 minutes, shut it off, done with the news for the day, turn on my internet radio, listen to the music stations I want, because I always have music playing in the background. And, but I don't miss it. I don't miss the rhetoric in the news. I don't miss the stupid sitcoms and everything else that people, you know, run their lives around and so on and so forth. So I'm not missing anything. I can watch a good auto race, a sporting event, you know, things like that. So I have those live streams available.
Yep. Well, I don't have a laptop, so I don't watch TV and that. I do have a TV in the bedroom, 42-inch, and I can cast anything on my Samsung phone, Samsung TV, anything my TV's on, a little thing pops up, do you want to watch it on your TV? I'm like, sure, it'll cast whatever I'm watching, YouTube or Netflix or whatever, cast it right to the TV set, wirelessly. So, there you go. Oh, man, a little bit tired today. So, anywho, I'm just about home. So I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna go in the house and chill out.
Sounds like a plan for you, definitely. Yeah. Like I say, I just don't miss it. And people talk to me about, did you see this series that's on? I said, unless it's on, Peacock or some other streaming service, I don't watch it. I don't even go to movies anymore because no movies really interest me. I mean, I go to documentaries. I've been to a couple of racing documentaries that have run in the past few years. But, no, like I say, I'm not missing TV like I, and there's no cartoons on Saturday morning like there were when we were kids. And so it's like, it's no biggie. I'm fine without it.
That was weird. All right, catch you later, man. W88P.
And you have a good evening as well over there. Do take care. Rest up. Two more to go, and you'll make it through the first full week of the year. W8RCY. We'll be listening and playing with my new toy and everything else.
N-A-K-P-D.
Man, this sucks. What?
My wife says to me, what are you going to the doctor for? Because I made the appointment when I had the flu or whatever it was between Christmas and New Year's, but I didn't cancel it. So she said, why are you going? I said, well, I want to talk to him about this leg thing I got going on, and blah, blah, blah. I figured, what the hell, I got the appointment. She goes, I don't know why. She goes, all they're going to do is just prescribe you gabapentin. I go, well, I'd like to go find out what's going on. We don't know. And what? Sure enough, what do they do? So I'm going to walk in the door and I count yes how.
I missed that last part, the punchline.
Just when I walk in, what they do? Well, they look me over, said, nerve, give me gabapentin. She's going to go, call yes how.
Yeah, I told you so. Oh, well, at least you're wet. That's good.
On the other hand, I don't think she had a prescription pad handy, so, okay, still needed to go in.
W8EAP.
Hello, hello. I am at my second of three stops. I got to just run in, grab my carryout, and run out. I will be back. W8FU. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. KBB.
Roger, Dodger. Yeah, I had a question about the gabapentin or whatever you said. All right. Catch you in a few.
Okay. Stop two of three under my belt. Did everyone go bye-bye in my absence? What? Oh, I'm still here. Where's your third stop? Well, stop number one was the clinic where I was prescribed gabapentin, just like my wife said would happen. Second stop was getting my carryout from Bangkok Cuisine that I just completed, and now my third stop is Walgreens, who has my gabapentin already ready to be picked up.
Ah. I'm back.
See, that's how they get you.
I got it. So what did they prescribe to you? Gabapentin or whatever you said that is? Is that for pain? And number one, and two, does it actually work?
Well, it's for nerve pain. Like if you're having pain that's relatable to nerves. I asked the doctor about it today, and he said it was originally a medication for seizures. He goes, but we don't use it for that anymore. He goes, it's mostly always given out for nerve-related pain. And I have a little neuropathy in my feet, we think. We're not 100% sure, and it causes me some discomfort, particularly when I go to bed. And it's not inhibiting me or anything. It's just uncomfortable. And he said, well, to try it. Now, does it work? I don't know. My wife is like, and I'm just going to prescribe you a gabapentin. She doesn't take it because she says it doesn't work. But she's got real pain. I've got, like, annoying pain. So I don't know. I'm hoping. Don, do you know anything about gabapentin?
No, I've never even heard of it, so I'm not knowledgeable, I'm sorry.
Well, I have real nerve pain, real pain, and they prescribed it to me and it didn't do jack. And they go, well, you know, to adjust the strength, and then sometimes it takes, well, I took it for about a month, varying strengths, and it didn't do squat for me. And like you said, yeah, my back and hip feet pain, it's like I lay down and like within an hour I get all this joint pain. So I thought for sure that would help, but it doesn't. The only thing that would help me is if I get a round of steroids, it kind of knocks it down to almost gone. But it only lasts like 5 days.
Well, I've seen you when your back is giving you trouble, and you look pretty bad. You look pretty bad. So I'm sorry for that. I have a little bit of a back thing, but it is compared to most of the people I know that have had back issues, it's nothing. So I ain't complaining. Maybe one day, but right now I'm fine. And this is kind of an annoyance. I told the doctor, I go, since I got an appointment with you, and for what I had it for is no longer a thing, because I was sick. I was a follow-up in case I didn't get better. And it's been 10 days. I'm fine. You know, so I figured I'd come in, and I says, and this has been annoying me for about 3 years now. When I go to bed, lay in bed at night, I get this odd kind of discomfort in my feet that just drives me up the wall. It's more annoying than anything. It's not prohibiting me from doing anything, you know. And so we'll see. Maybe I'm the right candidate. We'll see. I know what I do pretty well, but when it comes to the stuff that I don't know, like medicine, I'm going to defer to the guys that know. Right, Don?
Yes. I try to do that, too. I will bow to expertise on the other side. I'm fortunate I don't have discomfort and pain, at least not yet. I have time to turn it around so I won't have it, but at the rate I'm going, I'll be there soon. Oh, well. Oh, baby.
Well, a friend of mine, his wife, has fibromyalgia, and it said it worked for her. So the only, actually I know two people that have fibromyalgia, and it definitely helps that. But for other kind of back pain, it's a crapshoot. It may help a little. Most people say they get some relief, but there's like 30% of people that get zero relief, and I'm in that 30% category, unfortunately. You might be in that category. It might work.
I guess we'll find out, right? So I'll give it a whirl. Why not? It's pretty harmless in the grand scheme of things. So if it works for me, then what the heck? Yeah, we got, Eric, you and I are almost exactly the same age. And we got Don by at least 15 years. So he's still living the good life, man.
Yeah, that's it, the good life. Except for the dry January part. That's a drag. Oh, well, I've embraced it.
Well, technically, Sean, this back pain started about 20 years ago. And it was really bad for like 4 or 5 years. And it like went away for like 10 years. And it just recently came back. But I think I screwed up my back in some jet skiing, motorcycle, dirt bike accidents over the years. Plus if you sit at a bench hunched over all the time, that does it. And also it's hereditary. You know, sciatica can be hereditary. So, it's hereditary and being hunched over, like sitting on a stool, like hunched over. It used to be called the jeweler's ailment back before they had electronics, but now it's just could be anybody that sits in a stool and hunches over all the time. So, but yeah, mine started about 20 years ago, but then like I said, it kind of gradually went away for about 10 years.
Yeah, I would say a lot of my stuff started 15. Let's see, that would put me 63, so 48. And maybe, 45-ish. That's when stuff started, poking and prodding. But like I said earlier, I'm blessed, to use a term I don't generally use because I think it's meaningless, but I see the things that people deal with and everything like that, and I think my aches and pains are nothing. My eyesight's a little blurry. I got a friend that's practically blind for the last 2 years. You know Murphy. You know, and it's like
you know, he's going to get it fixed, you know, but still, you know, I feel, consider myself lucky.
Well, I'm right at that age where things are going to start falling apart. And they've slightly, you know, just with a few health diagnoses that I've been somewhat successful at improving, but not much. But yeah, I'll keep that all in mind. But no pains, no weird aches and pains, nothing that I can't contribute to, just, you know, being a little out of shape and not having a great diet, which are both fixable for probably another good decade or so. Anyway.
Well, I guess I could, you know, say one thing. I don't have a lot of the ailments that guys have my age. One I'm not going to mention, the other one is, you know, diabetes or super high blood pressure or any other kind of stuff. All my blood work comes back, like, perfect. So, then again, you know, what? I'm in a lot of pain, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's worse. But anyhow, I am going to go see what's cooking for dinner with, geez, now we're sounding like the old guys on Fusion talking about ailments. I don't want to talk. All right, catch you later, Sean. And I didn't catch who the other person was out there. WADAP.
All right, Eric. Yeah, I've seen you when your back's giving you trouble, and like you said, that does not look good. It is, I know I've got a little something going on in my back, and when it flares up really bad, I think, oh, I could see where people really, really struggle with this. But, again, yeah, I got diabetes. Okay, I got to admit that, you know, and all that. But I can manage that. You know, I can manage it. You know, I just, again, I can't complain. So, and Don, he's a young spring chicken. So, catch you later, Don.
Yeah, emphasis on chicken. Yeah, all manageable stuff, at least so far. So. Well, I'm going to step out for a minute and head upstairs and get some more coffee, because that's what I'm having all month. And I'll be back down a bit. K-8-B-B.
All righty. I got to run into Walgreens here, and then right around the corner from home, so I will be back out here in a bit. Catch everybody then. W8FU.
KF8CBG listening. KF8BDT and 8TVE. How's it going, Jeff?
yeah, pisses me off.
You guys doubled all over each other. I couldn't make out any of that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, Gary. I was telling him about over the weekend you were going to get that special, and it wasn't wasn't on the menu anymore. I was like, I didn't even know it was a special. I thought it was something that was permanently on the menu.
Yeah, and it's not on the wall anymore. It was a $20 bill, $20 deal, four strips, four pieces of chicken, four small sides, four biscuits for $20. If I had it, I would have got that tonight.
That is a good deal.
How many more days for we have to deal with this cold?
That's the problem right there.
What's the problem?
Nobody keys up. Anyone says how many keys up? You unkey somebody else is already talking. In other words, me and you doubled.
I say I didn't hear anybody talking. It was quiet for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, all I said is boy, we're a really exciting crowd tonight, aren't we?
I'm looking at the
you're running up my electric
here
bill
for the next 10 days or so, a couple of weeks anyways. I don't see anything above freezing.
No, yay. All right.
I think we got spoiled the last few years. We've had some mild winters and forgot what Michigan winters are really like. I hope we don't have to have too hard of a reality check this year.
You're running up my electric bills.
Yeah, I'll unlink the port when I get over by the computer.
Well, of course, it probably is actually making it warm, so go ahead, run it up. Warm up the cabinets.
Yeah, mine's 36 degrees, okay?
Where's that at, in your cell building?
Yeah, I don't have the heat turned on out there, so that's 36 degrees.
All that stuff running in there is keeping it warm enough.
So that's not too bad.
All right, well, I'm home, so I just want to let you know.
All right, Carrie, have a great night.
Yeah, you too. All right, well, I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Night, Gary.
See you later, honey.
I'm different.
Night, Gary.
Good night.
Yeah, I need overview for ID.
W8FSR.
NAWOT. Okay, did you switch radios?
No, that's not me, that's Fred. Fred's in there. So, I'm still on the same radio.
Hey, Fred, this is Lance. It kind of was a little different because like last night, he comes in kind of hot on my radio.
Well, I am hot, but, you know, he says what Michelle tells me.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to jump off for the night. So, Mike, I'll talk to you later, probably tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great night. Talk to you later. NAWOT.
take care. And it'll be you.
Headed back down to my other shop. WFS.
Have a good night, and it'll be you.